light soul and a heavy soul. When you faint, is your light soul that goes away for some seconds and come back. When you dream, is your light soul that goes out and around. When you go crazy, is your light soul that goes away and never comes back. When you're going to die, is the moment your heavy soul goes out of the body. Before that, the light soul works 3 years before to find the route toward death. So, in order to find the place where death is and to guide the heavy soul, the light soul goes to two places. The gold trees, where it was the first tree of the creation, and he goes up in the tree and sees around in the landscape and tries to figure out where death is. And the second is he goes with women in menstruation. And he goes in with women in menstruation because in that exact moment of their lives, women are going through a phase of life and death. Between blood and pain, they are losing the being that could have been, and it no longer is. So they have this tale of wisdom. So once he talks to this woman and sees from the tree where the place of death is, the light soul goes to the very abyss of death and stands and sees down and then goes back to talk to the heavy soul and guide the heavy soul. So I think that really women are much more complex because every month they have this encounter with life and death that gives some deepness to them. So next time, women, if your husband says something about your period, say, I'm a state of wisdom. I was not attached as a director. I was attached only as a writer. I sold the screenplay as a writer, and there were other directors. They were offered, and suddenly I said, "Why should I not direct?" I always wanted to direct from the very screenplay I wrote. I always wanted to direct it for some reason or not, and I say, "Hey, other, I want to direct." Now we have this director first. Okay. And I took photos and everything and samples of cast and everything until I convinced them that I was the right one to direct. And I hope I did a good job.
Anybody else? The gentleman over here.
I was wondering if you could comment a little bit about your creative process as a writer from when you get your first idea and how the writing process comes until you have your final shooting script.
The question is about Guillermo's creative process in his writing.
Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about a little bit of my background. I tried to base my stories on life, what I have experienced of life, or what I have been very close to in life. I can only write about stories that are proximity to my own life. And second, I was first a novelist. And I always like that in novels things to happen. There's all this theory of the daily things that nothing happens, and I appreciate that kind of literature and that kind of cinema, but I like when things happen. When I was a kid, I was 12, 10 years ago. Theater was obligatory matter in school. So I had to read Shakespeare, for example, and the Greeks. And in Shakespeare's, a lot of things happen. If you think, for example, in Macbeth is a story of a guy who wants to achieve power. In order to achieve power, he has to kill the king. But the king is his best friend. But the one who pushes him to kill his best friend is his own wife. So it complicates. So I come from that background. There's a story my publisher once told is like, if we imagine ourselves being primitive people and we're naming things and we see a stripe of light in the horizon, what would we describe it like? Light and rain is coming down. How can we call it? It's raining or rain. And this, calling it raining or rain, creates two different visions of literature. Calling it rain, for example, it is like stopped. Or you call it it's raining, it's in verb, it's in action. And I like it's raining. I like when things move on. So, saying this, my creative process is to sit with all of this background from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning, every day, including Christmas and New Year's Eve. I think that the muse never come to you, you have always had to come to them, and in order to them to come to you, you have to be by yourself in front of the computer. I never write, by the way, I never write linear and then cut it and put it together. I wrote it as you watch it. Including 21 grams. Because in 21 grams they say great editing and I say four.
Creative process to the ending of the film and what inspired Guillermo?
The problem with these Q&As is that I have to make intelligent something that is really an unknown process. Someone say never meet a director or a writer because they are so dumb and have no answers. It just came out of this same story. I thought it's the first time I write a story which is not different stories, it's the same story told three times and I wanted something that would put it together. And I think that sometimes we inherit the acts of our previous generations and we have the consequence for years and years and years, and I just want to show that.